So last week we discussed Arach Alei HaOla and Alei HaShleim, the idea that on a regular day-to-day basis, the carbon tamid is always the carbon which is brought first in the morning and last in the afternoon. We discussed whether these are two separate dinim, or whether, as the Ramban for sure seems to think, there's one din here, that every day we want the carbon tamid being the bracket of the avoda. You begin with the tamid, you end with the tamid, and then you have everything else in the middle. That sets us up for the sugya this week, which seems a little more of a focused sugya. I think there are going to be like three main points we're going to try to get out of the chabura today. And that is going to be as we shift from the regular day-to-day basis to the exceptions. The cases where we do not say Arach Alei HaOla, or especially Alei HaShleim, things that are happening after the Karban Tamid. The Gemara quotes two brachos over here on the top of Nun Tesamet Aleph, Tzuvizunt, which tells us that there are three things that are done after the Tamid Shel Bein Harabai. There's the Ketores and the Neros of the Menorah, and there's the Karban Pesach. The real focus for us, especially because we're learning Tamid Nishchat, is going to be the exceptional nature of the Karban Pesach. What exactly does this tell us about the Karban Pesach? The fact that it's being brought after the Karban Tamid. The truth is, even the Tosos Alatar, Tosos Diraskol, Ein Lecha Davar Shemas Akiv, points out that not all these exceptions are created equally. The Gemara says, Ein Lecha Davar Shemas Akiv, after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, Eliketores Veneros Upesach. And Tosus, the Tosus quotes the Re. The Re says, you should take out Neros. It's not so exciting. We don't need so much fanfare to tell me that the Neros of the Menorah are lit after the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, because the only things we're excited about are Avodos, which involve a Haktara. You need something that has a burning. And, okay, we do light the Menorah, but the Re assumes that, you know, obviously the oil was burnt. We have a Hanukkah's coming up, but that's not Akhtara. So the Re says, take that out. It's not very exciting to us that the menorah was lit after the
menorah. The goal is not to burn the oil, just to have a light going.
Okay.
This is not to burn the oil.
And the truth there, the Rambam's of the opinion, right, that a czar can light the menorah, because the truth is, even the act of lighting the menorah itself might not be the mitzvah. The real mitzvah might be setting the menorah up to be lit. From the Tosus, it just sounds like Haktara means you're really, you take your thing and you're really focusing on the burning it. Now, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal points out that the truth is, in many ways, the Ketores can be put into this category to some degree as well. On the one hand, the Ketores is burnt, and we do bring it on a mizbeach. On the other hand, the Ketores is not burnt on the mizbach ha'ola, right? Last week, when we talked about the nature of the carbon tamid, and we talked about, remember, Parshas Tetzaveh versus Parshas Pinchas, we saw there that the psukim pointed out that there's a special relationship between the mizbeach and the carbon tamid, right? You build the mizbach ha'ola, and you bring the carbon tamid on it. So the more we emphasize the tamid mizbeach relationship, and maybe that's what's going on, the first thing on the mizbeach, after all, that was Parshas Tzav, focusing on the fire of the mizbeach. The more we focus on the role of the mizbeach and this whole din, mizbeach, first thing is tamid, mizbeach, last thing is a tamid, the less of a chiddush it's going to be as well for the ketores to be burnt after the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. The more the Karban Pesach is going to stick out as a particularly interesting exception. And it's also...
What is it supposed to look like? Shechita. Shechita for the Tamid.
Well, you definitely can't shecht Karbanos after the Karban Tamid, but the avodos which are prohibited after the tamid are the avodos of haktar, or is anything that's subject to haktar,
or potentially also zrika according to the second day, right? depending on their pump.
Now,
you think since Shkita leads to the Hagara, that we're going to get it in the...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, the Gemara quoted, remember, two different brisos in terms of the order of the post-Karban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim Avodos. The first Manda Amar was Tamid Pesach Ketores Neros. But the second Manda Amar, which is how the Rambam paskins, is you bring the Tamid, you bring the Ketores, you have the Menorah, all the daily activities, and then after everything else is done, you're going to bring the Karban Pesach. So that Manda Amar also, right, brings us back. It sounds like maybe there's something, is there some special din, is there something about the nature of the Karban Pesach which is being exposed to us by the fact that it's being brought dafka after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim, and the second Manda Amar of the Gemara, it's being brought after everything in the Beis HaMikdash, after everything that's done in the Mikdash. Tamid, Ketores, and Neros. Right? That's really the central question to ask in this sukkah. What does the fact that the Karban Pesach is being brought after the Tamid tell us about the nature of the Karban Pesach? And this seems to be a machlokas right here between Tosas and the Pnei Yeshua. Brian, I apologize, we weren't here yesterday. We handed out the Pnei Yeshua. Aaron will...
Still have it?
We still have it.
Yeah,
we got it. It's amazing. I was hoping someone would say this, and he did. We have this innocent two-line Tosos. What does Rav Stav say about a short Tosos?
Tizaher mitosfot katan.
Tizaher mitosfot katan, right? So, ze dugma nifla'a of a Tosfot katan that we have to be very zahir about. Because the Braisa tells us that we have a special drasha that the Karban Pesach comes after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. Yeuchar davar shenemar bo ba'erev ubein harbayim lover shalonemar bo ela ba'erev ela bein harbayim bolvad. Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim, Torah tells us once, you bring it in the afternoon, you bring it bein harbayim. What exactly that means is a debate between the Mepharshim and Parshas Bo. By the Tamid, it also tells us you bring it bein harbayim and you also bring it ba'erev. So Tosfos understands that this is Xer Sakasov. You bring the Pesach after the Tamid because it says, right, because it says ba'erev as well as bein harbayim. Now, Tosfos asks the question. Tosfos says, and it's an interesting assumption, Tosfos says, why do I need this Xer Sakasov? Why do I need Yuuchar Davar to tell me to bring the Tamid first and the Pesach second? Just go back to the regular rules, Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, and you should therefore bring the Tamid first, because we bring it every single day, and the Pesach is once a year, maybe twice a year if you include Pesach sheini, and clearly the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim should win, it should come first, there's no need for the Xer Sakasov. Answers Tosos, probably the easy answer if someone woke us up in the middle of the night, that's probably what we would have said. So yeah, what do you mean? There's Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, so the Tamid is tadir. But what happened to last week's Sedya? Aleha Hashlein. Tamid Shalbein Harbayim comes last because of Aleha Hashlein. So, on the one hand, Tamid has Tadir. Yes, of course. But Aleha Hashlein tells you that Tamid comes last. So I need this special drasha for the Karban Pesach of Yuuchar Davar, Shnemar Bo, Bein Harbayim, Bo Erev, Bein Harbayim, to override Aleha Hashlein. Tosus thinks, Aleha Hashleim competes with the Karban Pesach. We want to bring the Tamid second at the end. Aleha Hashleim tells you, nope, right? Override that and bring the Karban Pesach, the Karban Pesach second, bring the Tamid first. Pnei Yeshua, you have to go back, you know, the way he rereads the Gemara differently from Tosas, it gets a little bit complicated. But Pnei Yeshua makes one very, very, very essential point. Pnei Yeshua says, I reject Tosas' fundamental assumption that there should be any competition between Aleha Hashleim and Karban Pesach, such that I need a special Xer Sakasov to teach me, despite Aleha Hashleim, override that and have the Karban Pesach come second. I don't need any override. I should know going in there should be no competition. So of course the Karban Pesach should come second. Now, why is that? The way you have to, teasing it out of him exactly what he thinks is a little bit difficult. But I think there are two basic points that are, when I say come out of what he says, which I think are pretty clear. Number one, regular, what's Allah Hashlem? What's the din of Allah Hashlem? The din of Allah Hashlem was just, you should be mashlim all your karbanos on the Tamid Shal Shachar. Right? That was the drasha. All karbanos have to tie back to the Tamid Shal Shachar. Well, Pnei Yeshua points out, there's no yichus between the Karban Pesach and the Tamid Shal Shachar. There's no relationship between the Pesach and the Tamid Shal Shachar, because what's unique about the Karban Pesach of all karbanos? It's brought by Erev. It's brought by Erev. So it says it's not connected to the Tamid Shal Shachar. It's saying that it's only to the afternoon. And this is amazing, because this is literally something that Rosenzweig talks about all the time, and the Pnei Yeshua literally says it. He says the Karban Pesach is a fundamentally different carbon from all different carbonos. Rosenzweig always likes to talk about the Karban Pesach as a Shmos carbon. It's in Parsha Shmos. It has nothing to do with, it's fundamentally different from the carbonos of Vayikra and Bamidbar. And that's what Pnei Yeshua says. Pnei Yeshua says the whole din of Allah Hashlem is the regular carbonos of Taras Kohanim. All the carbonos of Vayikra and Tzav, Nedarim, Nedavos, and Chovos, Chatas, Asham, Ola, Shlamim, regular karbanos, those are brought between the Tmidin. He says, but the Karban Pesach is commanded Lifnei Hadibur, is commanded before Matan Torah, back in Parshas Bo. It has nothing to do, or not, it existed before the whole Beis HaMikdash existed. I mean, like yesterday, last week, we talked about the importance of the Tamid and the Mizbeach. We talked about the importance of the regular operation of the Beis HaMikdash. The Karban Pesach is just outside that entire framework, because we are offering the Karban Pesach, putting the blood on our houses in Egypt. He says it's a completely different carbon. It's just outside of the bounds of this whole din. You know, analogy, anybody's anything of planets, right? So you have the planets, then you have Pluto. Homachlokas among the poskim, what's the status of Pluto now? Right? When I was a kid, it was a planet. Now I think it's, then there was not a planet. Now it's the Pshara, it's a dwarf planet. But you have this one planet which has a totally different orbit. Right? You have all eight planets are all around the sun. Everything's very smooth. And then just Pluto is just doing its own thing. So the Karban Pesach, one hand, what? It's a totally different orbit. It intersects with Neptune for 20 years. I think that 1999, for 20 years, Pluto was closer to us than Neptune. If you look, it's like they're all in a nice circle, and then Pluto is in a totally wacky, or there's one of the Rayas, and it's not really a planet. So, Lahavdil, the Karban Pesach, one hand, it's a carbon. It's like Pluto revolves around the Earth. On the other hand, it's just outside of the whole framework. That is the tanya that Pnei Yeshua makes. Pnei Yeshua has a very interesting raya. Pnei Yeshua says, this whole answer of Tosas. Tosas said, there's competition. On one hand, Torah tells me, Aleh Hashlim. Karban Tamid always comes last. That gets beaten, though, because what competes with Aleh Hashlim? This drasha of Yuchar Davar. That the Karban Pesach has to come last. Pnei Yeshua says, it can't be. There's no competition here. And think about it. It says, Yuchar Davar tells you, do not shecht, right? You shecht the Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid. Remember the very beginning of the year, we talked about the importance of Shechita as an avoda for the Karban Pesach. It's a theme we're going to get back to a lot. So Yuchar Davar tells me, I shecht the Karban Pesach last. Alea Hashlem tells me, I burn the Karban Tamid last. Well, guess what? We can have Shalom Al Yisrael. You could burn the Tamid last, you could shech the Pesach last. What'll I do? I'll shech the Tamid, then I'll shech the Pesach. Great. I'm Yotze Yuchar Davar. Then I'll burn the Pesach. Then I'll burn the Tamid, and I'll be Yotze for Aleh Hashlim. So Pnei Yeshua says, honor Saint Tosas, there's no competition between these two dinim. Elamai, says the Pnei Yeshua. The reason why Aleh Hashem is just not shayach from the beginning to Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach is a totally different Karban. It's from Shmos. It's not from Vayikra. It's not connected inherently to Mizbeach and to Mikdash. It's not part of, you know, regular Karbanos, which are Boker and Erev. This is just Be'erev Bilvad. That is the Taina of the Pnei Yeshua. And if you look at, you know, two pieces later in Pnei Yeshua, you have, he gives it to you, an afkamina to this whole question. This whole question of, is the Karban Pesach coming last because there's an exemption from the regular din of Aleh HaShleim, or because Aleh HaShleim just doesn't apply? And I'll talk about why Aleh HaShleim might not apply in a second. But the Pnei Yeshua says, there's a Karban, we'll talk about it in a couple of months, which is usually brought together with the Karban Pesach, the Karban of the Chagigas Yud Dalid. We know you're supposed to eat, in general, Karban should be eaten when you're full, royalty, Al Hasova. There's a special din for the Karban Pesach to be eaten Al Hasova. That's why we have our Afikomen at the end of the Seder. How do you guarantee that you will eat your Karban Pesach when you're full? So I'll talk about this a lot, because the Rambam, it's going to get complicated, but at least this classic way of understanding Karban Chagigas Yudalid is to make sure that you are full when you eat the Karban Pesach. You bring a Karban Shlamim with it called the Chagigas Yudalid. So you're going to bring two Karbanos, the Chabur is going to bring two Karbanos on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. They're going to bring a Chagiga, which will make sure that they're full that night. They're also going to bring a Karban Pesach. So Pnei Yeshua asks, when is the Chabura shechting the Karban Chagigas Yadalit? Are they shechting it before the Talmud Shabbein Harbayim? Or are they shechting it after the Talmud Shabbein Harbayim? So Pnei Yeshua says, well, if the only allowance to shecht after the Talmud Shabbein Harbayim is this special overriding Gzeres HaKasav of Yuchar Davar Ba'erev, like Tosa said, we should apply Aleh HaShleim, but we don't because of Yuchar Davar. That only helps me for the Karban Pesach. It doesn't help me for the Karban Chagiga. The Torah didn't say Ba'erev by the Karban Chagiga. The Gemara has to make a whole drasha to learn that there is a such thing as a Karban Chagiga. So, of course you're going to have to bring it. If you're like Tosas, of course you're going to have to bring it beforehand. But Bnei Yeshua says, you look at the simple lashon of the Mishnah about the Chagiga, which says the Chagiga is brought with the Pesach. The Rambam sounds like it's brought with the Pesach. Even if we just think Metzias, what would it look like in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, right? It was a whole giant balagan, because all Klal Yisrael is there to bring it. So really, what, they all like poured into the, and remember, it's three different chaburas, right? For one group comes, they lock the doors, another group comes, so in the morning was like everybody somehow jammed in, and they did everyone's chagiga, and then they all left, and then they came back in the afternoon. It's very difficult to imagine. That's what they did. The real. Not every chabur is, but it sounds like it was a pretty standard. It was not like a shocking thing to do. Right? It sounds like it was a pretty standard carbon to bring. That's a good point, but I think the point still holds. It sounds like Matthias was the chaburas came into the mikdash after the Talmud Shabbein Habayim. And that's when they brought their Karban Pesach, and the Pashas is that's when they brought their Chagiga as well. Just, you know, two for one.
I mean,
so,
if it's a problem about practical things, it would make more sense to do it in the morning, so you have more time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it doesn't sound like, it doesn't sound, I totally hear you, and that could be great for this other Tzad Pnei Yeshua, right, that is Dafka done in the afternoon. It just, you don't get the feel. The feel, it sounds in the Mishnah, for sure, for the Rambam, you know, and that's what they did. So Pnei Yeshua says, well, if we're getting out of Aleh HaShleim because it's just not shayach bechlal to the Karban Pesach, fundamentally, so that could also be true for the Machshirin of the Karban Pesach, right? Torah's telling you there's this new Karban called the Karban Pesach, which is just not relevant to the regular boundaries. Every day of the year, you have your regular Karbanos, which are brought between the Tmidin. But one day a year, there's this very cool day called Yud Dalad B'Nisan Erev Pesach, where you have this cool carbon, the Karban Pesach, which is outside the bounds of everything. And if there's another carbon, the Chagiga, that's brought together with it, they're a package deal. So it doesn't need a Dechia, just inherently it's going to be brought after the Talmud Shabbein Habayim. That is the Taina of the Pnei Yeshua. absolutely amazing and fascinating. At least I think so. What? That's a good point. There'll be only the Chagigas Daraisa, which the Tosas and the Rambam argue about. The Rambam thinks it is Daraisa, the Tosas does not. I'm still. Why? Even if that's true, even if it's Derabanan. Say it out. No. But if it's.
Supposed to do with Rabbanan, that means Midaraisa is just a regular shlamim. So a lot of shlamim for sure would apply to it, I would think.
Okay, I mean, unless they were misaking this as a. As something special to be brought together with the Pesach, but I hear you.
The other thing I think is this question may not tell us as much about the relationship between the Pesach and Olah HaShleim as much as the relationship between Pesach and Chagigas Yudalim.
Or both.
It might,
right?
But I'm not sure that this is a good lens through which to view the question of how Pesach relates to Yehufar as much as how Chagiga relates to Pesach.
Meaning, I think the way the Pnei Yeshua is going to explain it, I think we'd say that there are two assumptions that you need to make for the Chagigas Yadalid to be brought after the Talmud. Number one, you need to assume that, like his whole mahalach, that Aleha Hashleim, it's not a super specific dechia like Tosos. If it's a super specific dechia, then there's just nothing to talk about. At the end of the day, I think that's what you say. At the end of the day, as close as you want to make the Chagiga to the Pesach, it's still its own carbon. And if there's one dechia for Pesach, that you can't extend that to everything else. I think that's what he's going to say. Yeah, and then. The second Hana, so what, you have to assume like him that it's just the Pesach is just fundamentally different. And then once that's true, you can be flexible and say that there are things which come alongside. I think that's what
I wonder if you could say, even if you held that it was a narrow degree for the Pesach, if the Pesach says, V'zavachta Pesach Hashem Elokecha, Sonu Bakar, so then
you'd darshan it and you'd read it to be Midaraisa. This goes back to Noach's point.
Yeah. That's why I wonder if...
So not totally what Chachar is saying. Okay. I hear you. So again, the basic point, right, so we've gotten so far in the Chabura, is we have exceptions to the din of Aleha Hashleim, Ketores, Menorah, Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach sounds like a more intriguing exception for sure than Menorah, likely also than Ketores, especially if it's being brought at the end. And this machlokas between the Pnei Yeshua and the Baal Yatosos, whether this is a narrow exception or whether it's just fundamentally outside of the bounds. Now, just a couple of reasons. I was listening to Rosenzweig's Chabura from last year, so I was happy to hear him say this, because I was thinking these ideas, and he says them as well. Just two basic reasons why you'd be out of the bounds. So number one, it's possible we want the Shechita and the Achila to be as closely connected as possible. We talked about this also in the Hagdama, the fact that Shechita is a very important vote than Karban Pesach or anything else, and eating the Karban Pesach is a more important Maisa than in any other Karban. So you might want to have a situation where we have the Shechita, the Achila, with nothing, no hafsik between the two. That might be one reason why you'd want to have this specifically at the end of the day, the special din and Karban Pesach. The other... That Dafka would work for the Pnei Yeshua's approach.
No, I thought you were saying
meaning what the Pnei Yeshua is saying, there's something inherent in the Karban Pesach that just, right, the Pnei Yeshua is telling you that there's no reason to bring, I understand what you're saying. The Pnei Yeshua is saying there's no reason to bring the Karban Pesach before the Talmud. If he's only saying that according to Tosos. He's saying if you learn like Tosos, Tosos makes no sense. Right? If you learn like Tosos, that I have to figure out how to put these two together, So he says, in theory, you could have been Makayim both Yuchar Davar and Ale Hashem.
Yeah,
right? Right?
My point is just that if you go with that knowledge, then the sheep and the Pesach and the Hila, there is still Hashem. The point is that you want to be still spot on the same, not necessarily.
Right.
No, it was the thing that you said.
But
Ale Hashem is only going with the Hakdor. So the Talmud would be worth less.
No, so no, Zaron's right about that. Meaning that, meaning you would still end the day by burning the tumid, which is then going to be a hafsik between everything you do. You're going to do everything you do with the Karban Pesach, but then you're going to burn the tumid at the end of the day. So you're saying that's going to be mafsik between the whole avoda of the Karban Pesach and the achila of the Karban Pesach, the night of the 15th. That's your point,
yeah.
Right? Which I think is a good point, but I think, but remember, but the Pnei Yeshua is just saying, in Tosfos land, Tosfos doesn't make any sense, right? He himself does not need to sign up for any of this, right? So that's just one piece to think about. And the second piece to think about, which I think is, you know, kind of set us up for the next topic, the discussion of the Menchas Chinuch. And we talked about this a little bit in Hakdama as well, except some of the Marmakomos, is this idea that, remember, the Gruz Ha'ara about the Pasuk, when the Pasuk in Emor, which called the 14th of Nisan, the Chag HaPesach, right? That there's a chalos to the actual day, the actual afternoon of Yud Daled B'Nisan. It's in the Elam Odei Hashem. And the Tziv talked about this, and we had some rayas, right? The Hallel that's being said in this afternoon, Asi B'Kenufya, and it kind of sounds like a regel. The idea that there's actually a zman of the afternoon of the 14th, which has its own kedusha hazman, its own quasi chag, so it would make a lot of sense that this is a blocked out time. This is the zman of the Karban Pesach. Right? This means for the Chag of Pesach. So all the avodah that's happening beforehand, we want a blocked out piece of zman, which is the zman of Karban Pesach. Right. That was the second proposal for why we don't want to have it outside the realm of normal avoda. So we understand why it can be outside the normal realm. So Pnei Yeshua is saying it's just different from the Karbanos. We also understand why we'd want it to be outside the realm. Okay. So the other two pieces we'll talk about in the Chabura, we'll talk about the Minchas Chinuch a little bit and the question of Chatzos, and then we'll just discuss the Rambam in Tmidin Musaf in Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel. So Michas Chinuch read the Gemara very carefully, and Michas Chinuch has a very, very interesting suggestion about what exactly Yuchar Davar should mean. You'll see they're going to have like a three or four different ways of understanding just the din of Yuchar Davar. What exactly is being delayed? Michas Chinuch says, hold on a second. Guys, what was the drasha? Drasha was, I have Bein Harbayim by the Tamid. I have Ba'erev and Bein Harbayim by the Pesach. So I think normally, right, you're the Gemara, like, okay, so that means you bring the Pesach after the Tamid, right? It's ranking the order when to bring them. Mechachinuch says, stop for a second. Do you really learn that from these drashos? These drashos are just telling us the time to bring a karban. The drashos are not competing Pesach with Tamid. You want to know when to bring the Tamid? You bring it Bein Arbayim. You want to know when to bring the Pesach? You bring it Ba'erev Bein Arbayim. Argues the Minchas Chinuch, all this drasha is doing is telling us that the Zman of the Tamid is before the Zman of the Karban Pesach. Karban, you know, go back to math, so if Karban, if the Tamid begins at Zman X, so the Zman of the Pesach begins a little bit after that. So he says, Yizi Nafkamina says, if you have no Tamid that year, so the minute that the Zman of the Tamid begins, will we say, there's no Tamid Shein Arbayim, let's bring the Pesach? Says Mechas Chinuch, no, because the Zman of the Pesach is a little bit later. So then, Michas Chinuch says, well, hold on a second. When's the Zman of the Tamid? When does the Zman of the Tamid begin? Beginning of our parak. 12:30, right? 12:30. Normal year, we bring the... If it's not Erev Shabbos, it's not Erev Pesach, Chalias Shabbos. So what do we do on Erev Pesach? Mishnah said, 1:30 for the Tamid, and then 2:30 for the Karban Pesach. So Melech Tzinoch asking himself, he says, if I'm right, and he just thinks he's right in terms of understanding the din, why do I do that? The Zman of the Karban Tamid was at 12:30. So the Zman of the Karban Pesach, let's say, is 12:31. Well, now it's 1:30, because we wanted to give extra time to do the Nedarim and Nedavos. So why bring the Tamid first? Right, everyone else is going to say, what do you mean, why bring the Tamid first? Bring the Tamid first, because that's the din of Yuchar Davar. But that's not the way Melech Tzinoch understands the Drasha. Drasha is telling you 12:30 versus 12:31. So says the Melech Tzinoch, you got to go back to Tosos. Unlike Yeshua, Melech Tzinoch likes Tosos. He says, right, there are two different dinim. Why does Tamid come before Pesach? Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. Two different dinim. The Zman of the Pesach is after the Zman of the Tamid. That we learn from Yuchar Davar, 12:30 versus 12:31. Priority questions we'll learn from the regular din of Tadir v'she'ino Tadir Tadir Kodim. And if you go through the Michas Chinuch, right, so he has a couple of very, very interesting and very, very, very creative riots for this, right? One, he gets into the whole question of Machshirei Mila Dochenes HaShabbos. The view of the Ramban that, you know, you're supposed to heat up water for the baby before Shabbos. So unfortunately, the water spills. What do you do? So do we say, it's nothing we can do, right? Or not? Right? So the Ramban Paskins, look, mal the baby now. Right now you have a mitzvah of Mila. Mila is docha Shabbos. The fact that afterwards you will find yourself in a situation that you need to heat up water, that's not our problem. Live in the moment. Right? You know, okay, you want to give shmooze, but live in the moment. So you can quote the Ramban, right, against the Baal Amar, says, mal the baby, what happens afterwards happens afterwards. So says the Minchas Chinuch, well, you know, let's ask ourselves, what's going on with the Tamid versus the Karban Pesach? Says, I should not need Yuchar Davar. Says, right now, this is an interesting assumption he makes, says, right now, I have a mitzvah to bring the Tamid first. Tadir v'shena tadir, tadir kodem. Tosa said, no, you have to bring the Pesach second, right? Tamid comes first. Allah Hashlim. What about Allah Hashlim? If I bring the Tamid first, I go a Tadir, I'll get into a problem of Allah Hashlim. And that's why Tosa said I needed Yuchar Davar to override Allah Hashlim. Menchas Chinuch says, according to the Ramban, this isn't true. Right now, Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Once you listen to Tadir, and after you Shecht the Tamid, you now will find yourself in a sticky situation because now I need to bring a Karban Pesach and now I'm going to violate Allah Hashleim. Who cares? Just like now you mal the baby and the fact that, oh, now I'm in a sticky situation, I need to be Mechal HaShabbos, so you're Mechal HaShabbos and you heat up the water. He says, Mamish, the same thing right now. Tadushin HaTadah Tadah Kodem, do the Tamid. You'll find yourself in a sticky situation. I have to bring the Pesach, but it's after the Zman. Okay, so now Bin Yevin, you where you are, and just like you're boiling up the water, so too you'll bring the Karban Pesach.
Isn't it interesting because the Ramban himself in the Sefer HaMitzvot in that Shichas Halavin, he formulates it not like that. He formulates it that your obligation is to bring all the karbonos between these two. So the Minchas Chinuch is quoting a Ramban, he's ignoring the other Ramban. According to that Ramban, the minute I know right now I have a chiyuv to go bring the Karban Pesach, so Allah Hashlim is operative right now vis-a-vis that chiyuv Karban Pesach.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's definitely assumptions that he's making. And then he has one other very interesting proof. You know, I didn't put this on Rokomos, but there's a whole Shagas Aryeh. And he quotes Shagas Aryeh, Simon Yud Zion, who asks...
Man who learned the Shagas
Aryeh. What?
He's one man who learned the Shagas
Aryeh. I'm sure, exactly. He's not skipping around. So, Gemara on Zvachim, I think Daf Tzadi Aleph, is trying to figure out the question of Ma'avir and all mitzvahs or not, right? If you... You've been Yemen, you started in a situation, so and you know you skipped one mitzvah for another. So do you drop it and go to what you're supposed to do, or not? So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from Karban Pesach. What's the raya? Right, if you shechted the Karban Pesach before the Tamid. One second. Right. If you shech...
You should wait to
do the okay, I mean, there are a couple of pieces, but let's just stick to this piece. The way that Shagas Aryeh understands the maskana of the Gemara is that if you shechted the Karban Pesach before the Tamid, you go weiter with the Karban Pesach. Okay? You shechted it first, you're stuck. Nu, is what it is. Bring the Pesach, and then you'll bring the Tamid. The Rambam doesn't pass in that way, but that's how the Shagas Aryeh, the Mechassinach also, they both understand the Pshat, the Gemara, and Zvachim. If you shechted the Karban Pesach, now I have the Dam. Rabbi, what do I do? Weiter with Pesach, and then do Tamid afterwards. So Shagas Aryeh asks. Yes, exactly. Shagas Aryeh asks. Seems like it. Well.
Wait to do the Zrika?
What?
You wait to do the Zrika.
What does it say?
It says,
So I'm not sure. Signs for this last name. Where is it again?
Mishnah Samach Aleph. I'm in Aleph.
Samach Aleph. Okay, I'm in the wrong Masech.
At the end of the Mishnah.
I have to look in the Gemara and Zvachim. Right, so because the Gemara Zachem there says that the Mishnah is specifically if you shechted the Pesach first. The question is what happens if now they're both shechted? If you shechted the Tamid and then you shechted the Pesach, which right you set aside the Tamid, you shechted the Pesach, then go by right, that's because the Gemara at the end of Zachem. Hachmas Inan Kigon, the Kadim Shachte Latamid Beration. So if you have both Kosos are there, then you'll be Mamares in the Pesach while you bring the Tamid.
Okay.
But if the Talmud is alive and well, then you're not going to be Mamaris the Dam with the Pesach, go Vayter with the Pesach, and then Shef the Talmud.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The Mishnah's talking about where after you Shef the Pesach, you should have done it, but you Shef the Talmud.
Right.
Then, after not write the Dam.
Right.
So nicely, you should have, once you Shef to the Pesach, you should do the Jig on the Pesach before you get to the Talmud.
Right. So exactly right. If the Talmud is having a good time, right? He's kicking and screaming. He's alive. Sounds like from the Gemara, again, not how the Rama Paskins, which they're upset about, but it sounds from the Gemara like you should just sprinkle the Dam of the Pesach. So Shagas Hari asks on this from a halacha which we teach every bar mitzvah boy. You have a tefillin shel rosh and a tefillin shel yad. What's the halacha if he makes a mistake and he takes the wrong one out of the tefillin zekel? If you take the shel rosh out of the bag, you put it down, and you take the shel yad. Why? Even though there's halacha ein mavir and al hamitzvos, there's a pasuk. And when there is a specific pasuk telling you the order to do things in, mavir and al hamitzvos, put down the shel rosh and put on the shel yad. Different from talis, right? Because that's exactly right. If you take, I think so. So Shagas Hari asks, Abam Kasha, if whenever I have a pasuk, it tells me ma'avir na'al mitzos, put down the shel rosh and put on the shel yad, mamish shvi hu hadinami by the carbon pasach. Yeuchar davar, zegzer sakasav. So drop the pasach, do the tamid. It's a great kasha. Okay, the Rambam happens to be, okay, he doesn't mask in, like, what the Gemara says at the end of the Yom Kippur, Tzadi Aleph. So the Mechas Chinuch flies in and he says, Shagas Hari asked that question. Mechas Chinuch says, I have the easiest answer ever, of all time, Shagas Hari's question. Because what's Yuchar Dabar telling me? Is it telling me, here's a Gzeres HaKasov of what goes first and what goes second? No. That was only Tadir Shana Tadir Tadir Kodem. All Yuchar Dabar tells me is the Zman of the Karbon. 12:30 for the Tamid. 12:31 is when you begin with the Karban Pesach. But there, it's not like Ukshartlinos al Yodach Havayulatafos Beni Necha. Torah is not telling me which order to do them in. It's just telling me Zmanim. So Shagas Hari's question goes out the window. No problem at all. We can totally understand why the Gemara seems to say drop the Dam of the. Keep the Dam of the Pesach, go weiter, ein mavir na'al mitzvos. It's not like tefillin, drop the shel rosh, put on the shel yad, because that's the pasuk. Pesach, no, there's no pasuk. Once you start with the Pesach, go weiter with Pesach, that's the Menachas Chinuch. It's an unbelievable piece of Menachas Chinuch. He's saying Yuchar Dabar is not telling me about competition, it's telling me about zmanim, and it's Tadr Shana Tadr tells me about which one comes first. But we need to be intellectually honest, and there's an important point, which honestly I think is shocking that the Menachas Chinuch did not pick up on. There's no way that this is how the Rambam understands Yuchar Davar. No way. And we can prove it from the first line in Hilchos Karban Pesach. Other lines as well. What does the Rambam say in the beginning of Hilchos Karban Pesach? Something Ram emphasized again and again. Mitzvah saseh lishchot ha-pesach ba'arbas l'chodesh nisan achar chatzos. The Rambam makes a huge deal that the zman of the Pesach is chatzos mamish. You will not find anywhere in the Rambam that the zman of the Tamid begins at chatzos. And it's a little bit complicated. The whole issue of the shadows, right, we dealt with at the beginning of the parak. Halacha dalet shchidas ha-pesach achar chatzos. He comes back to it. You go to Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, Perak Aleph Halacha Ches, Perak Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam twice is going to go out of his way to tell us that there is a lav every single year. You cannot eat chametz on Erev Pesach. And how does the Rambam learn it? Lo sishchat chametz. Lo sishchat... How's it about to go? Chametz al dam zivchi. Right? Says, from chatzos, You cannot eat Pesach, eat chametz, because that's the zman of the Karban Pesach. Not 12:01, not 12:31, 12 o'clock sharp. Chatzos is the zman. The Rambam, and true, this is a little bit difficult for the Mechas Chinuch because there's explicit gemaras about this. But you have an onin. Someone Rachmana Letzlan loses a relative. He's an onin. Normally, someone who's in an aninus, he doesn't have any mitzvahs, and for sure cannot bring karbanos. But if someone becomes an onin after chatzos and yom yudalid, what does he do? Halacha is mitzvah is already chal, karban pesach. He's in starved to the chabura. But no, the Mechas Chinuch would not. The Mechas Chinuch says that the zman of the Pesach is a little bit after the zman of the Tamid. But what? No. The zman. What do you mean? The lechil zman. Torah said, "Bein ba'erev and bein arba'im." So the way the Mechas Chinuch understands the Gemara is Torah is telling you the zman of the Tamid begins a little bit afterwards. How much is a little bit afterwards? That he never says.
I mean,
but it's not.
The Mishnah Samachalov says, if you shut the Kun Chatzos, it's puzzle. So it sounds like after Chatzos, though, it's not puzzle.
Maybe he'll lav dafka? Maybe he will. Okay? You can. But when the Rambam goes again and again and again, making such a big deal about Chatzos, right? It's one thing to say, yeah, what the Mishnah means is like, 12:01. When you have. The Rambam twice in four halachos, the beginning of Karban Pesach, and twice in Chametzu Matzah, making a big deal about Chatzos, it's just difficult to say that Chatzos, right? So you go back to like Rashi and Parshas Bo, that Ba Chatzos really means Ka Chatzos, right? There's, like the Chartumim. So it's a problem. He doesn't relate to it at all. He should have. I'm just a little flabbergasted. He should have asked it himself on the Mishnah. He just doesn't relate to the question. I think that's something important for us to just internalize, the fact that the Rambam does make a big deal about Chatzos. Okay, so you have this fascinating Menchas Chinuch who understands Yufar Davar differently. It's about Zmanim, not about priorities. And there's a problem that he's going to have to deal with. Noach is less concerned than I am, and that's okay. Okay, the last piece for today is to talk for a little bit about this Rambam, this difficult Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim Nosafin, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Right, I think everyone spent time on some of the Achronim here. At the end of the day, I don't think there's any really super glatt yeshiv for the Rambam, but we can't talk about the sugya 45 minutes and not talk about the difficult Rambam that's there. So, let's see. The Rambam in Tmidim Nosafin, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, so he tells us the Karban Tamid is brought at 8.5 hours, right? It's brought at 2:30. And he tells us the reason why is because we want to give time to bring the Nedarim to Davos. And then he's got 2.5 lines at the end of the halacha, which are a problem. The Rambam says, "Lefisha asa l'hakar of carbon klal kod and tamet shel shachar." So we're bringing this at 8:30 because you can't bring anything before the tamet shel shachar. Velo shochten carbon achar tamet shel bein arba'im chutz mi carbon pesach levado sheyesher efsher sheyakrivo kol yisal pischein b'shtei shos. Why do we bring the Karban Pesach? Then, why does that break the rule? It sounds like what the Rambam says. Lo shochten karban achar tamet shel ben habayim chutz mi karban pesach levado. She'i efshar she'akriva kol yisal peschein b'shtei shos. Since the Karban Pesach needs a lot of time, so therefore, we're going to bring the Karban Tamid earlier, so that we have time to do all the Tamidin. So Lecha Mishnah asks a couple of major questions, and the Tzlach is going to sharpen one of them. The Lecha Mishnah asks three. We'll just focus on two. One question Lecha Mishnah asks is, he's like, well, the Rambam made this reason up. Why do we break the rule? Why does the Karban Pesach come after the Karban Tamid? Our Gemara told us, Yuchar Davar. Right? So the Rambam is like a Tami Amitzos that the Rambam is coming in and telling us something about, oh, we need more time to bring the Tamidin. Rambam just should just say, Shneamar Ba'erev. That's it. Why didn't you quote our Gemara? That's one question. Okay, you could live with that. Sometimes the Rambam does funny things with Makoros, and some of Farshim are more bothered by that than others. But that's a problem. And then Lech Mishnah asks another question. Very, very, very interesting question. You read it, and you realize, like, oh my gosh. And then that Tzlach makes it even sharper. Lech Mishnah says, this is a total non sequitur. Like just like the Menachas, just like Pnei Yeshua is asking on Tosas before, like, you know, their reason internally doesn't make any sense. So the Menachas Mishnah asks the Rambam, says, sorry, why do I need to break the rules so that I have more time to bring my Karban Tamid? My Karban Pesach, thank you. Menachas Mishnah says, I'll tell you what to do, okay? I'll be the schedule manager for the Beis HaMikdash. I'll tell him what to do. As soon as the Zman of the Pesach starts, let's say even Chatzos, start bringing the Psachim. You'll blitz 2.5 hours of Karban Pesach. It's going to be wild and awesome. They'll clap on the Biba at 2:30. Rabosai, time out on the field. We need an hour to bring the Tamat Sharbein Abayim. Then, come 3:30, they'll bring the rest of the Psachim. Why can't you do that? You know, so Rosenzweig wanted to suggest for that, maybe this goes back to the idea of, you know, we talked about the Karban Pesach as a carpet of the Tzibur, so the whole Tzibur together. Okay, yesh ladin and that, but the Tzlach puts a twist on the question of the Lecha Mishnah. You know, it's one thing to say we do not want to make a hefsek in the middle of the whole Tzibur bringing their Karbanei Pesach. But asks the Tzlach, if the only problem is that I need a whole lot of time to bring all the Psachim, so I'll tell you what to do. Chatzos, bring the Pesach. Bring Psachim all the way until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, 5 hours of uninterrupted time. You can get a lot done in 5 hours. And the Kohanim, you know, they probably drink a lot of coffee. And they're mamish getting it done. You know, they live for this, like the old Major League Baseball slogan. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll close up shop. No more Psachim. Tamat Shabbat Arbaim. It'll be amazing. Allah Hashleim. Tam is going to end the day at 5 o'clock. The Psachim beforehand. The Rambam's, just internally, the Rambam's reason doesn't fit. So they're clearly missing something, says the Tzlach. Evan Ezel, Rav Yisrael Zalman, points out this one more thing that's bizarre, the Rambam. What does the Rambam say in Lacha Gimel? Lacha Gimel says there's a super exception, right? It's one exception to the rule that the Tamid comes last, and that is the Karban Pesach, Lefi, because She'iyah She'ekiru Kol Yisrael Pesachim B'Shtei Shavos. Then what does Rambam say at the beginning of Halacha Dalid? In Shochtan Es HaPesach El Achar Tamat Sharbein Arbaim. So Rav Zalman says, you just told me that in Halacha Gimel. In Halacha Gimel you said, the Tamid is always first, is always last, except in Erev Pesach, when it comes before the Karban Pesach. Then in Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says, as if we never heard of this Halacha before, says, oh, you bring the Pesach after the Tamid. Yesh Kaif, you just told me that. So it's a very, very difficult Rambam. Right? Again, he's giving a different reason. He's not quoting Yehu Chadavar. The reason internally doesn't seem to work because you could maybe bring your Talmud in the middle or bring your Talmud at the end. And it's redundant, right? So those are all, like, just major glaring problems with this Rambam. And you see, some of the Farshim really struggle to come up with answers, and some of them are very, you know, creative and interesting, but, you know, they still leave some important problems. So, you know, just talk quickly about the Tzlach, Mikdash David, Beis El, and Eben Ezel, and then we'll wrap up for today. The Tzlach says, again, go back to that idea of Tosos. Yuchar Davar competes with Allah Hashleim against Bnei Yeshua. Okay? The Tzlach says, we're not really so enthusiastic about this drush of Yuchar Davar because it contradicts Allah Hashleim, and we're peaceful people. We'd rather not contradict Allah Hashleim. So, what could we do? So, we'd have a Havamina, and he goes back to the Yerushalmi, and he goes back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and our Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wanted to darshan Bein Harbayim, as meaning bring the Tamid, literally, 2:30, right in the middle, 50-yard line. And the Gemara was Docher Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. At least the Bavli was Docher Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So, the Tzlach says, yeah. Well, we don't have Bein Harbayim by the Tamid. Okay, we can't do that. But why not do Bein Harbayim, be Mekayim Bein Harbayim by Pesach? Torah said Bein Harbayim by the Pesach. Marsha seems to have a little bad with that, back on Daf Lam and Nunches. So Tzlach says, bring the Pesach at 2:30 in the afternoon, be Mekayim your Bein Harbayim for the Pesach, and then you'll bring the Tamid after that. Wait. No, sorry. Yeah, just to bring the Pesach bring the Pesach at 2:30. So he says that's the Nakuda the Rambam is addressing. All the Rambam is addressing in Halacha Gimel is you can't bring the Pesach at 2:30 much as you'd like to, because that's just going to be impossible. Because there's no way that from 2:30 to Shkia we're going to get all the Pesachim done. That's his taina. So I think so. I think the 2 hours are from. I think the 2 hours are. I guess are from. Are from.
Sometimes it's
3 to 5. Yeah. So I struggle to understand the math, and again the way that's going back to the fact that the Rambam seems very enthusiastic about Chatzos as the Zman of the Karban Pesach, that's not the way that Tzlach understood was trying to say. Tzlach was trying to say really we'd love to have it at 2:30, Elamai, we can't do that because we need more time. It sounds to the Rambam like the Zman of the Pesach is Chatzos. We're very enthusiastic about that. But that's one piece, right? Mikdash David, Kohen Rappaport, Zetzal, Hashem Yikom Damo, died in the Gulag. So he also has a very interesting point, a very subtle read of the Yerushalmi. Okay, we'll leave it aside for now. You read through his piece, you're still left with questions. Just going through the Mefarshim in Bar-Ilan, they quoted one, the Beis El. I did not know who the Beis El was, but he was actually the father of the Shas Chuvos Sholem Eshiv. Fun fact. Who apparently was very, according to Wikipedia, Bar-Ilan biography said this. Tremendous Rav and Gaon, did not want to publish his Chidushim. Sholem Eshiv saw his father's Ksavim, and he's like, yeah, sorry. Thought these need to be published. He suggests, get ready for this one, that according to the Rambam, the whole din of Arach Aleh HaOla and Aleh HaShleim is Mi De Rabbanon. It's like, really, who else said that?
Well, when you have a difficult Rambam, where do you look?
On the Kevasa Mishnah says that?
That's exactly that.
Ooh, fascinating. Okay. The whole thing's De Rabbanon. You have a Smachtas, and all the Rambam is doing in Alecha Gimel.
He was saying the opposite. He was saying that Yuuchar is only Midrabbanan, and that's why the Rambam didn't quote it.
Ah, okay. So he's saying that Aleh HaShleim and Arach Aleh HaOla is Derabbanan, which is a big chiddush. He's saying these are just the smachta bialmas. Chazal decided when to bring everything. They're misaking the Seder Hayom. And all the Rambam is doing is telling you why they thought it would be more convenient to have the Karban Pesach as an exception. Wow. Okay.
But the truth is, that explains...
Ah, what does it explain, what doesn't it explain?
It explains why the Rambam treats that din with such disrespect.
Which din?
The din of Aleh HaShleim. The Rambam, doesn't even give it the time of day. Not only does he not quote it in the Minyan HaMitzvos, he quotes it in the Mishnah Torah like an afterthought.
It gets Derech Agavt.
Total afterthought.
It gets Derech Agavt in Halacha Gimel. It's definitely one way of reading it. But a big problem is that if the whole issue is an issue of scheduling convenience, the Tzlach's Kasha still stands. Bring the Pesach from 12 to 5. Bring the Tamid from 5 to 6. No reason why you can't do that. Right? If we're just trying to set the schedule, like he's saying, he does not address that. He does not address that question. He just addresses the Lacha Mishnah's earlier question, not the later question. Okay? And finally, you have Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. A little bit has to be seen to be believed, but he says you have to totally reread the Rambam, guys. He says, and he actually suggests changing a girsa in the Rambam. He says, it doesn't make any sense. He says, everything's a disaster. The redundancy between Lacha Gimel and Lacha Dalet is a disaster. The Rambam does not tell me the same thing twice in a row. It just doesn't happen. See, Halacha Gimel, the way to read it is that the Rambam is telling you the real thrust of the Halacha was the whole ratio of the Halacha. The Talmud is brought at 8:30, is brought at 8.5 hours. Right? Now, on Erev Pesach, there are two special exceptional dinim for the Tamid. Number one, it's brought at a different time. Number two, it's brought before the Karban Pesach. The way Rav Esther Zalman says you should read Halacha Gimel is the Rambam is not telling you there about the Tamid being brought before the Pesach. He's telling you why the Tamid has to be brought earlier in the day. Why is there one day a year that it's not going to be brought at 2:30? It's going to be brought earlier. It'll be brought earlier because we need to carve out room for all the Pesachim. Then you'll get to Halacha Daled, and he's going to tell you the Pesach comes after the Tamid and the other cases that come after the Tamid as well. He needs to either say there's a Kitzur Lashon here or suggest a little bit of a different Girsa than the Rambam. Maybe we have to add, instead of the Rambam saying Lo Shochtin Karban Achar Tamid Shalbein Harabayim Chutz Mi Karban Pesach Levado, it says Chutz Mi Zman Karban Pesach Levado, he's trying to massage it, but like at least he's asking the question. If you accept it, then that can answer some of the questions. And as far as the Tzlach's last question about why not bring the Tamid at the end of the day, we go back to the original starting point of the Chabura, the debate between the Pnei Yeshua and the Tosfos. And if you think that there's this fundamental reason why the Pesach should be brought at the end of the day, then the whole question never got off the ground in the first place. So there still is definitely a makom in this Rambam, but just to wrap up the sugya, so the basic question of the sugya really is this question between Tosfos and Pnei Yeshua. Do we think of the Karban Pesach as a special dechia that it's being brought afterwards, or do we think of it as a special unique Karban that's outside of the bounds of Alei HaHashlim, and maybe we dafka want it to be brought in the afternoon, either to be close to the Zman Achila, or because of this idea of a Chag HaPesach? Then we talked about the Zman, right, what exactly Yuchar Davar means, the Minchas Chinuch suggestion that it means 1230 versus 1231, problem because of the heavy, heavy emphasis on Chatzos, which the Rambam makes a big deal about, and then these different yeshuvim for the Rambam, Parak Aleph, Lacha Gimel, Tumidin Masafin, where everyone has something very interesting to say, and there is still Makom Iyun. Anybody has any questions otherwise? It doesn't fully help, but it helps the issue because he's focused. It puts the focus, it shifts the focus from bringing the karbanos to the time where you're bringing the karbanos. So what he wants to say is you're always bringing it at 12:30, except for on the day of the Karban Pesach, because we have to accommodate all these issues. That's how he helps it by saying bizman. It's still not glat, but if you accept it, it does move the ball a long way. Yeah. And then, all right, so Halacha Gimel was talking about the scheduling issue, 8:30, 7:30, eight and a half hours, 7.5 hours, 6.5 hours, and Halacha Daled is the one that's giving you the issue of priorities, and that's what he's talking about, the Pesach and the Mechusar Kaparim. So everyone has what to work on, but that's what we've got. Okay. Shkach, everybody.